This is a Cortez Radio news update. On Thursday, June 28, 2021, the Cortez Island Foundation obtained charitable status. This has been a goal since the organization's beginnings. As they did not have charitable status, in 2018, the foundation had to partner with the Cortez Island Senior Society to raise the funds needed to purchase the 51-acre parcel now known as Rainbow Ridge. According to Vice President Treasurer Mark Spevico,
a regular charity has one main focus. So if you're dealing with hunger or education or the lake, the environment, their whole reason to be is because of usually one specific cause. It can be a broad cause, but it's one specific cause. The community foundation is the exact opposite. We cannot focus on one specific cause. We have to focus on the entire community in general and all of the other causes. So if you look at it like a wheel with a spoke, a community foundation is kind of in the middle, and all the spokes coming off are all of the other nonprofits and all the other charities on the island and all the people that, say, aspire to maybe be a charity or maybe don't have the resources, let's say the Women's Center, which doesn't have the ability or the funds or the personnel maybe to deal with being a full charity, taking care of accounting and legal and filings and all this other stuff, but has a great idea, has a huge need for the community and requires funds, requires assistance, requires personnel, help, education. So a community foundation is in essence all of those things, and we try to be this middle common denominator that helps all of the other nonprofits and charities on the island. A good example would be that we recently purchased a grants database. So we were able to buy a master license for that, and then any other charity or nonprofit on Cortez that wanted access to all the information for all the grants available all across Canada didn't have to spend thousands of dollars on the database. We worked with them and gave them access. If they didn't have an understanding of how to use the database, some training was provided. That's a real simple example, but it's also a real effective example of being in that space where we want to be able to help and create all this funding and all this money flowing into all the needs of the community, but we cannot focus on one cause. So even though there was this push to get going again because of housing, the minute another housing society was started, we're up, we're done. We step back from that. So there's, I believe, 191 or 192 community foundations across Canada. I believe by quite a bit, we are the smallest. We were told we're too small to do something like that. And that was the first thing that I was told when at our very first meeting. And I was also told by all the people who looked around at each other and said, that's why they wanted to do it, because they don't like being told they can't do something. And that's also very Cortesian from my understanding and my experiences with the island.
Spevico mentioned a few projects the Cortez Island Foundation has helped while it waited for charitable status to come through.
This microgrants programming that we've been working on, we've done some smaller donations that we could do to the Women's Center, computers, whatever we could do with the limited funds we have. But now we want to move to the next level. And really, the Cortez Community Foundation wants to be a place that bequests can be left to. There's a sense of comfort that money can be left that will improve the entire island community. There currently wasn't a single place that a bequest could be left to. There could be a charity. So maybe you're leaving money to Hollyhock that had set up for a bequest program and you're dealing with a wonderful organization, but it's specifically what it is. Someone could leave a bequest to the Cortez Community Foundation knowing that it goes to the greater community as a whole. And that was not an option available before. And that's one of the main reasons that we started and kept pursuing what we're doing. There's also people that have land on Cortez, they're getting on, their family may not be interested in doing something with that land. And if it can be left to the community in some way, then there's an opportunity now to do that. So that's our main focus, is to get all of our governance and committees fully set up. Everything has been started and worked on for a few years, but there's only so far you can go until you get your charitable status. So it puts us in a different position.
Sveviko also provided an overview of the Cortez Island Foundation's history.
And so 2017, a small group of people got together and realized that having a community foundation on Cortez Island would be a really wonderful thing. They incorporated as a BC society and started to lay the groundwork for what we're becoming and what we hope to become down the road. So that took a little bit of work. And at a certain point, that kind of petered out because there wasn't something big happening that was kind of pushing them along. It was just like, this would be wonderful, let's do it. And without the push, everyone kind of hit a certain point and things went sideways a little bit and people moved on to other things. Then there was the housing opportunity for Rainbow Ridge, which popped up now in 2019. And so some of those same people who were approached back then were approached for this. And they realized that this is kind of something that starts to fall into a bit of a community foundation, but there wasn't a vehicle set up that funds could be put into that had charitable status. So that's when a partnership was worked out with the Senior Society because they were a full charity. So if funds were donated to them, then a tax receipt could get issued. And that moved down the road that way. But the whole process of and push came out to restart the foundation. So when other opportunities came up down the road, that we'd have the right vehicle that was in place to move opportunities for the community forward. So based upon that, there was kind of a new call to arms, and some of the original members of the Cortez Community Foundation and some new members like myself were brought in at that point in time, started to look into. So it's been close to 2 years since then. Some of those meetings were in July 2019. And after some initial contact with some lawyers and accountants to figure out what it would take to get this set up, we started to get our formal applications ready, figure out exactly what a community foundation is, and move down the road. So that led us to a recent juncture where, after a really long period of time, COVID, law offices shut down, law offices opening, communications with the CRA not going anywhere because people weren't around. Eventually, we just keep pushing and pushing along. And finally, we received our full charitable status about a week ago.
You've been listening to an interview with Mark Spevico, Vice President Treasurer of the Cortez Island Foundation, about that organization obtaining charitable status.